Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on board tonight to update us on all the things that are going on around the world. There's a tremendous amount of things behind the scene that are happening. Before we start, though, I wanted to read from Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The reason I'm bringing that up is it ties almost in, as we'll see, to what's going on in the wildfires out in California. And there's something very, very odd, very strange indeed about those fires, and we're going to get into that. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Where do you want to start with all of this? We got stuff on Trump. Why don't we start there, decertifying the Iran nuclear deal? What's the deal with that?
That's what's interesting. That occurred about noon today. Trump had a press conference and announced that he was decertifying Iran, the Iran nuclear deal. And matter of fact, I was kind of shocked. Part of the reasons were he named the fact that Iran every day has parades and wakes up shouting death to America, death to Israel. And, you know, continually calling for our destruction. And he said, so I am not going to certify the Iranian deal. And, of course, I believe it's October the 15th was when the deadline was for that. But he has already announced he's not. Now, Iran has already came out outraged. If you can imagine, outraged. That he would not certify that deal. So now we have outraged North Korea and Iran at the very same time.
Yeah, and they're kind of buddy buddies. So what's really going on behind the scenes? Is this, how do I word this? Is he prodding, is Trump prodding both Kim and Iran, North Korea and Iran, to provoke them unto war? It almost sounds like, with all the rhetoric, that's kind of what he's doing.
Well, it's very interesting, Stuart. It appears that he's also poking the bear as he's poking them, because Putin has came out and saying that the Trump continually bothering with North Korea and or Iran is causing world conflicts to come closer. And so, you know, it's interesting that apparently his poking of North Korea and Iran is also poking the bear. So, you know, there we go. What's interesting, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this, it's very interesting what he did here. You know, of course, nobody has ever found Obama you know, responsible for anything with the Iranian nuclear deal, and then, you know, you know, of course, he's like Teflon, it all slides off, but they're really slamming, and especially the Democrats and the Republicans right now are slamming Trump for this move, because this is a very interesting move. Not only does it, you know, turn France and Germany and a few others against us because of this, because they've invested. Once Obama opened the door for investments to Iran, Europe went crazy. The rich men went crazy with that. And so now this is a kickback in their face. And what's interesting is in this pivot, he's not going to certify that Iranian nuclear deal, and this pivot, interestingly, throws this whole thing back into Congress's hands. In other words, they are now required to either turn it down or create a treaty, I suppose. So this is very interesting.
Yeah, and I can't see where Congress would do such a thing, but then we have nothing but pure insanity running the entire Beltway establishment. They're doing everything, it appears to me, that is harmful to the United States and especially harmful to the people. And I would agree with Trump. Why would you want to get tangled up with a nation that is your sworn enemy? Sworn enemy. And not only give them money, but probably in the background giving them technology. In fact, I know we gave them some technology, because didn't they shoot down one of our drones or took it over and landed it?
Yes, they did.
Which gave,
They didn't shoot it down. They did a cyber hack of the drone itself and brought it down, and it landed in Iran, and now they've got copies of that drone themselves.
Yeah. I mean, we're really intelligent. But then again, I guess you'd have to say the prophecies against America Babylon are coming true, you know, one after another. And one of those prophecies is about stupidity of our leaders. And we sort of follow Israel, I guess, of old. And, you know, we've even had the Chinese come in and visit our military establishment. We've had the Russians come in and get into our most secure secret places. If I recall right, Israel did the same thing. That, I mean, why would you even consider doing such a thing to people who have sworn they're going to destroy you? And China has repeatedly, through the military, said they're going to destroy us. The next war will be with America. I don't understand any of it.
What's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that I heard today, matter of fact, I was on a show earlier today with Augusto Perez, and he was breaking the story that Neil Gorsuch, who is the appointee to the Supreme Court of Donald Trump, has now come out and blocked all the Muslim influence in our school systems. He says that Islam is a religion and it cannot be fomented and pushed forward as Obama and his administration did to influence our children. So we're literally seeing a civil war within our own country in the level of Jeremiah's ruler against ruler, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And they were infiltrating our schools. Of course, Christianity was not allowed, but Islam was. Well, I never could quite understand why the people thought that Obama was anything but a devout Muslim. And even if he wasn't, let's say he was a chameleon and could be a Christian in front of Christians, could be a Jew to the Jewish rabbis, could be whatever was called for. But he certainly said out loud that I will favor Islam when push comes to shove. Well, if Trump continues down this pathway, which it looks like he's going to, he's dismantling Obamacare now a little bit at a time. Yeah. Which, of course, the people would, you know, probably really appreciate. But what do you do with – all right, take the position that you're deep state. And although you've got him surrounded, and although you're curtailing his initiatives, which obviously he's not going to get anything through Congress, no matter what he tries, what would you do to him because of the things he is able to do on his own? What I'm getting at is they have to get rid of him one way or another, right?
Well, it would seem like that is their only out eventually. Of course, let me bring this up. I want you to, your opinion on this. For the first time ever, Fox News broke a story this morning that there is now an initiative began today that there is an offer from the left of $10 million to the individual that can provide information to the deep state that will result in the impeachment of President Donald Trump. $10 million. Now, Stuart, this shows the New World Order. This shows the rich men. This shows the deep state troubling that they're in. They're in trouble because of Trump. And but this goes with what you was asking. What can they do? To me, this is almost sedition or treason to bring down a sitting president without the proof. They're calling out all the stops to bring any kind of a piece of rumor or truth in to impeach him and remove him from office. Now, that's where we are. And this is on TV. Newspapers are going to print these ads. This $10 million, bonus is out there for someone that can help bring Trump down now.
Well, I guess, let me word it this way. If you're deep state, you're CIA, you're NSA, whatever, they are experts at providing fake passports, fake papers of any kind you want. They do it themselves. They don't have to go to these people that are experts in fake ID. And I'm sure you probably run into fake ID as a police officer. But what I'm getting at is how come they cannot manufacture documents that are tied to Trump that are totally false but would convince the American stupidity people and those within the Beltway to go ahead and impeach him on something that is totally fabricated from one end to the other. Kind of like the Vegas thing. That's a total fabrication from one end to the other.
They've already done that. They've tried that. The UK, the British dossier that was total baloney, was created with the Russian links, Russia, Russia, Russia. That's all we've heard since he entered office. That was the fake move and documentation that the FBI brought forward, and Congress, McCain and them behind that, supported to bring Trump down. It didn't work.
Well, that didn't work, I guess, because it was, you know, poorly done. But look at Barack Obama and his birth certificate. What's his name? The sheriff that got axed and tried, and he had to be pardoned by Trump.
Arpaio.
Well, he went. Arpaio. They went to Hawaii, and they proved conclusively that Obama's birth certificate was a total fraud. But nobody picked up on it. Nobody paid any attention to it. But it does make you wonder what they're going to come up with. I mean, we got Mueller now, and he's digging into everything he can dig his hands on. And I think the ultimate goal, of course, as you say, is to get something on Trump to impeach him. But if they can't do that, or this goes on much longer, and here's where I'm coming from. All right, he has said, Trump, well, we're in the quiet before the storm. And the reporter said, well, what do you mean by that? You'll see. He's also made comments to to Kim of North Korea offhand comments, well, he's not going to be around long. If he bothers me anymore, I'm going to just get rid of him. Then we have Mad Dog Mattis come out and say, well, we're ready for World War III. Are we being told that World War III is just around the corner, days, weeks, or maybe a few months at most? And my point is, we get into a war. And we already know that you can't have a war without lots of people being killed, particularly if it's a high-tech war. That's all going to get blamed on Trump. So they either take him out, or they impeach him immediately, or get rid of him. I know they're using the mental state of affairs. They've brought that up more than once, that the guy's a mental case, and he really shouldn't be running the country. And then they passed that rule, did they not, about the ex-presidents being able to get rid of him? If I remember right?
I'm not sure if they passed that or not. But, you know, I was wondering. Matter of fact, in a few minutes, we can get into the Barry Rothman Torah Code, because he has linked up the Las Vegas shooting with Stephen Kuntz's novel, Liberty's Last Stand. And I was wondering, Stuart, this is a what do you think question, okay?
Okay.
If Barack Hussein Obama has served 8 years as president, can he run to be the leader of America again under the name of Barry Satoru?
Well, he might try it. I don't know. I think they'd throw all the rules out. Let's say we do get it. We take a hit. Maybe it's a small hit. Maybe it's a fairly large one. Let's say Honolulu gets destroyed. Well, that's an American state. So that's a direct attack upon the mainland of America. And you know as well as I do that the left is going to blame that on Trump totally. And they will move to get rid of him. And I think the American people at this point, because of all the propaganda, would bring Barack Hussein Obama back into power by any means possible, even if they had to throw out the two-term requirement. You know, there was more than one senator who advanced a rule throwing out that two-term limitation. They could resurrect that overnight and pass it in one day, and Obama's back in power. I don't know how I just really firmly think Obama is coming back and Trump is out.
I was just going to mention to you that I just noticed a new post on Z3News.com, and that's kind of a prophetic website. But it's very interesting because this individual had an experience and was shown a vision of a doorstop. In other words, you remember old doorstops.
Oh, yes.
Most of them, you know, made out of pieces of wood, but also, you know, they had the rubber doorstops you could buy in an appliance store to stop a door from slamming shut. And you just shove them up under it, and it holds them back. Anyway, they were given a vision of a doorstop. And then the vision changed, and the door that was being slammed was the door on America. And the doorstop that stopped the slamming of the door suddenly was Donald Trump's foot. And he was standing there, and his foot was in the door. And even though it hurt him, and there was pain and uncomfortableness involved, he kept his foot in that door for a little while, but it was temporary. And, you know, the situation is, Congress is, matter of fact, they came out today with a new report on Drudge, and it's getting out. It says an EMP would kill 90% of Americans. And I'm thinking, well, why are you waiting around to tell us now? Why didn't you tell us during Bill Clinton's administration and George Bush's administration and Barack Obama's administration? You got to wait till Trump to say that. But anyway, an EMP would be the lights out on America. pretty much. And so I'm wondering, is this experience maybe that this individual saw Donald Trump slamming his foot in the door to stop it from shutting, is that a delay tactic by the Lord to give us a little more time to get prepared for what's coming? And, of course, what's coming appears to be coming fast. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think that there was a delay. He's playing the role of Cyrus, even though he's probably part of the whole thing, and I firmly believe he is. You watch his hands and his hand signals. He's deep into masonry. I think they all know what they're doing, but it was a delay because Obama hates Israel. Absolutely hates Israel, hates Netanyahu, hates anything that has to do with Christians or the Jewish faith. So the only way you would get the temple built, or at least started, and you got the embassy and the capital moved to Jerusalem, would be via someone like Trump. So, yeah. The Lord has done this, but then when that's done, I believe Obama will come back with a vengeance and the Christian persecution will really start to begin. In fact, we would probably all be in FEMA camps right now had it not been for the delay that the Lord threw in, when he threw in the monkey wrench of that sandstorm in Israel. And we know that Israel paid no attention to that two-day delay. They celebrated their Feast of Trumpets on their printed calendar. They ignored the Lord. And now they're finding out that this year, the barley harvest was brought in a month early. And I guess they've now proven that. And so everything has been delayed for 1 month. Which is very, very interesting, because you got a double 33 numbers in there from the that eclipse that crossed America, 33 days 9/23, but if you go from I think it's 21 or 22nd, it's another 33 days to the new Feast of Trumpets. It's almost like the Lord has said, oh. Well, here, feast your mental capabilities on this one, because that's what he likes to do. You know, he wants us to solve problems. Not saying that anything would happen on, but it is odd that October 21st, 22nd is identical to what it was in September, which means that your Feast of Trumpets, your Feast of Atonement, and your Tabernacles is all moved 1 month, which throws everything, the last of the tabernacles would be in November sometime. I haven't figured it out to the day, but it will be in November, if that's true. And I can't believe that the Lord could care less about our printed calendars or Israel's printed calendars. I think he's going to go by the Torah. Don't you? I mean, if you were the Lord, and you have put all of this down for them to observe by command, just because they don't do it doesn't mean the Lord doesn't look at it. And if that's the way it is, and they cut that barley way too soon just to meet their demands of their own printed calendar, that would throw everything off by a month. And, of course, as you know, the Book of Enoch says we're all messed up on our timing. So this is very, very interesting. And with what's going on with North Korea, what's going on with Iran, what's going on with Israel and Putin and, the wild cards and all of this, this could break out any time or be delayed for a year or two. So I guess we're left with the command of the Lord. Watch. What do you think?
Here's another sign I wanted to run by you, because this is one You know, it's where a lot of people say, well, that's just secular, but maybe not. You remember when I talked to you about the new Kevin Sorbo movie that was coming
yes.
out called Let There Be Light. Remember that? And I was trying to get
yes.
Dan Gordon to come on a show with us.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember he decided he didn't want to do it yet because it was going to be so long. He said, this movie will not be released until December, about Christmas. Remember that?
Yep.
Well, guess
sure
what?
Sure do.
Guess what? This movie is going to be released this month. They're going to release it 2 months early. Is that another maybe a sign? And I'm wondering, you know, this movie, if people don't know, Let There Be Light, I posted that today on my blog, but it's produced and directed by Kevin Sorbo and Sam Sorbo, his wife, Dan Gordon,
mm-hmm.
and Sean Hannity. And it's really a very interesting scenario. And I had mentioned to you, Stuart, I said, boy, they must believe that we've got a lot more time left because they're sure waiting a long time to release that movie. You know, that's what I mentioned when Dan said it was just way too early to talk about the movie. Well, suddenly now, here we are in October, and this movie releases to theaters October the 27th. And I'm thinking, well, I'm wondering if that is a sign for them to release it 2 months early. That's odd. They don't do that generally, Stuart. When you put down movies for release about Christmas, you don't release them 2 months early. So I thought, you know, I'm a little weird. I pick up on dots sometimes that may be Yippee and Ann, but do you reckon maybe we were talking about delays and then we're also talking about the month times? Reckon that's another sign that something's going on.
Oh, I think so. And don't forget the rabbis. These guys over there all know about the rabbis, and they probably already know what they found out.
Yeah.
And they're very silent about 2018.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We know the pivot point may not have even been reached yet as far as the Lord is concerned. We might still be in 5777 until the real Feast of Trumpets on the Lord's calendar comes because of that 1 month delay. That changes everything, and it changes the pivot point, but it also changes the beginning of Daniel's 70th week. And we're hearing more and more rumbles about this covenant with many, this peace agreement. Have you heard any more about that, long as we're on it?
Not really. That appears right now to be in trouble. However, this North Korean, the latest North Korean threat, is really putting some of that in the background.
Yeah, we can get into that threat because that's kind of a nasty thing. But let's get into this Bible code because this Bible code may actually be the foundation upon which everything is going to build these last days. Now, everybody's probably been watching this Vegas deal, which is a total, it's imploding upon itself. They can't even keep their story straight, let alone who's who. And then we had reports that Stephen Paddock was cited in someplace gambling. He's supposed to be dead, but maybe he isn't. Who knows? Hollywood can produce an awful lot of things, and they've been fooling around with these wag-the-dog deals for quite some time, and they're getting better and better and better at it. But this Vegas thing was very, very sloppy. And now they've proven there's more than one shooter acoustically. The sheriff got shot down when he said there was more than one shooter, he thought. The FBI guy came on and immediately reprimanded him, if you knew how he was using the words. But this code that Barry did, Stephen Paddock is in it. All these curses. Now, how do you take all these curses? I took that to referring probably to Deuteronomy 28 and the curses that are listed there. What do you think? Do you think that's what it's referring to, or do you have another concept?
Well, I want to a couple of things here. Number one, Barry has went back in there and found Korea in that code and linked it in there. But let me read this real interesting here because it talks about two other nations here. On page 345 of Holly Deo's Prophetic Perils, End Time Events Revealed, it's talking about Dmitri Dudeman. And it says here, I'll just read this real quick. It says, Dmitri shared that the angel explains Mystery Babylon. He said, tell them because all the nations of the world immigrated into America and America accepted them. America accepted Buddha, the devil church, the Sodomite church, the Mormon church, and all kinds of wickedness. America was a Christian nation. Instead of stopping them, they went after their gods. Because of this, he named them Mystery Babylon. And she made a note. She says, in that same video, Dmitri refuses to share this information if it weren't in the Bible. The angel asked him if he's read Jeremiah 51. He says that describes America, New Babylon, not the Babylon of old, or Revelation 18 refers to the old one in Iraq. Now, what's interesting here, though, it goes on into what Dmitri was shown, and let me read this. It says, the voice of the man showing Dmitri what was to happen to America instructed, watch where the Russians penetrate America. Then I saw these words written, Alaska, Minnesota, Florida. When America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning. Russia wants America out of the picture so they can do as they please with Europe. Now listen to this. All four presidents, now this is something Dmitri was shown, all four presidents that were talking shook hands, hugged, and signed a contract plotting America's destruction. Each already had a pre-planned point of attack, though none were named other than the three. One of them said, we're sure that Korea and Cuba will be on our side, too. Without a doubt, together we can destroy America. So Dmitri Dudeman, back in his day, literally named Korea, Stuart, as, one of the time dominoes, if you want to put it that way. But Barry Rothman, when I went back to check, he ran actually three sets of runs on this Torah code. Now, on the first one, he's got a couple of extra things. It says Stephen Paddock, all the curses, in the end of days, the murderer will die, shooter, I will chastise you seven times more for your sins, Irma, Harvey, Maria, Kim, Barack, Korea, he who shed blood, cities, you will be destroyed because you did not hearken to the voice of the Lord, Jordan and Schumer. Now, I've got two more sets of codes to run, but do you want to comment on that first one?
Well, okay, so we can tie Kim to Korea. That's obvious, right? I wonder where Barack comes into this thing, other than maybe he's instigating some of this?
Well, what we found out already, Stuart, is Barack Obama, via Iran, financed most of Korea's nuclear project.
That's right. Yep. And the Clintons helped, too.
Yeah.
We're really, really an intelligent group here. Inside the Beltway. So, all right, what was the next one he ran?
Okay, the second one he ran, this is the wording, and I'll just run through it. This is code number two. Stephen Paddock, Arab, A-R-A-B, Arab,
ooh.
Blood of your lives, all these curses, Korea, left, control, Father Schumer, robber, liberal, gambler, and shooter.
Wow.
And that's indicating possibly an Arabian connection.
Yep.
And Korea.
Well, they did kind of prove that the people who ran the 9/11 deal, most of those were from Saudi Arabia. And I've often wondered what the tie is and why Barack Hussein, well, of course, he's a Muslim. He would know if the king of Saudi Arabia is a much more powerful person than we realize. And when you tie that with the Saudi Arabian Area 51 that Stan found, and actually he had some pictures of it before it got taken down, but that would tie in an alien presence. And maybe that ties it right directly to Antarctica and where the real power lies. After all, the Bible says that Satan is the prince and the power of the air, and basically the god of this world. So, you know, Stan has more than once said that Satan has to approve all of these really deep, deep black projects that they're working on. And basically has said that all of this is designed to destroy the Lord at his return.
And the Lord's people.
And the Lord's people, yeah, get rid of them. Just eradicate them. And so the Christian world really needs to be on guard, because if Barack comes back after they get rid of Trump one way or another, and I just feel, you know, maybe he's got a year, maybe he's got two, who knows? Maybe he's only got a couple months. But whatever he does have, they fully intend to get rid of him. I think I told you about the dream I had, and I know many other Christians had the dream that he was the son of lawlessness, Obama. But I was teaching a prophetic class. I don't know where. I don't even know who they were. And then walked Barack Obama. Big smile on his face, came right over to me, and I said, "You know you're Lucifer, don't you?" And he nodded his head and said, "Yeah, I know." And I woke up. Which would tend to indicate if that vision was from the Lord or just my imagination, which it could well have been. But it just seemed kind of odd that kind of a, you know, it's an odd dream to have in the first place. And other people have had all kinds of those kind of dreams, too, in which they have been told that Barack Hussein Obama is, in fact, the lawless one. Well, that means he has to come back into power. And he can't come back into power with Trump there. So that means they got to get rid of Trump one way or the other. This is all very, very interesting, and of course we'll find out as it goes down as to what the Lord had in mind on all this. But America's gone, folks. If you don't believe it, you soon will. America will not be healed. We don't want to be healed. We don't even want Jesus Christ to rule over us. They say the money spent on Halloween is more than is spent on Christmas, both of which are kind of occultic holidays, even if people don't realize it. But, you know, this is part of it. This is the way it works. What do you think? You think he's coming back relatively soon?
Well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see. And now in the third one, the third code of his coding on this Las Vegas shooting, he linked in to Liberty's Last Stand. That was a novel, you know, you
yes.
and I talked about, with, you know, Stephen Kuntz.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, Lou Dobbs actually brought that out, and then suddenly
he disappeared
after that book came out, remember?
Yeah.
Here's the wording,
sure
though. It's 12 phrases. Let me read them real quick. Stephen Paddock, Arab, Blood of Your Lives, All These Curses, Korea, Left, Control, Robber, Liberal, Gambler, Shooter, Barack H. There's Barack again. And at Liberty's Last Stand, remember, the guy that brought the destruction on America and instituted the FEMA camps and actually began to attack Texas because they wouldn't go along with his scheme, an invasion of America, was Barry Satoru, president.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we're heading into very stormy seas, and we got all these curses. I will chastise you seven times more for your sin. So I guess one could argue that Harvey, Maria, and what was the other one? Irma. Yeah, Irma. And then we got all these wildfires out west, which I want to get into, because those are very, very strange, very unusual fires. The firefighters out there say they've never seen anything like it. They're very odd in the way they are bursting out from nowhere, et cetera, et cetera. Get into that. But then the last part, you will be destroyed because you did not hearken to the voice of the Lord. Well, that's Deuteronomy 28, and all these curses is probably Deuteronomy 28. So, folks, if you get out your Bible, read Deuteronomy 28, because we inherited all of the promises, and now we've inherited almost all the curses, except the one where we're going to be destroyed. I think we crossed the line a long time ago.
I was going to ask you, Stuart, you know, you and I talk about this on occasion so people won't forget the terminology, but when was the last time that you heard America reflecting on repentance or even the church?
Nothing. It's like it doesn't exist. And, you know, let's take up the star sign, for example, on 923. The world paid no attention to that at all. I doubt if any of the mainstream churches even bothered to cover any of it. So yeah, that leads us down to really the watchmen who were, you know, looking at that and wondering what it all meant. So, you know, you've got such apostasy around the world that I can't see any other way for the Lord other than to really shake us up. And someone had a prophecy or a dream, I think, where they said something about, well, the hurricanes didn't really wake him up much, so he was going to have to do more. Because all of these things are designed to bring the individual, not the nation. The nation's not going to repent, but to bring the individuals to repentance. It's down to an individual thing at this point. It's just a mess. But this is interesting, and it seems like it's all in the end of days. That's what it says. And now they've proven that this Vegas thing is just total hoax. Not that people weren't killed, but their scenario seems to be imploding, and they keep changing it virtually every day. And now they've proven that this so-called hero of the day, Jose whatever, he was hired by the chairman of the board of MGM, that hotel there, one day before the shooting.
Hello?
He's not recorded anywhere. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, hello, that's a wake-up call. That ought to tell people something. They had the right people in place and ready. And Stuart, like you said, this whole thing is unraveling before America's eyes, literally.
Yeah, it is. Well, this guy isn't even a security guard. He has no license.
I've heard now, Stuart. Yeah, they're reporting now, though. Now, whether it's true, I cannot say. I can't vet it. But the latest reports on the Internet are indicating that this guy is now missing and can't be found.
Yeah, he's probably took a dirt nap, most likely. That's what they do to people. And this whole thing is going to be made manifest to the people. But I'm beginning to wonder with the American people, it's like the football and the knee bend. It's like that's a diversion. I think you said on our last show, this is all smokescreen. Vegas is probably a smokescreen. Smokescreen for what? What are they getting ready to do? What do you think they're getting ready for? Unleash the final coup?
Well, there has been, you know, we've got, they're calling this a coup in slow motion, is what some of the people in the know that are watching out for Trump are saying. And at the same time, there are reports that we're expecting an even larger than a 911, a second 911, but on a greater scale. And possibly that some of this is leading up to that. We've got, America's being smoked. I mean, we've got smoke screens going crazy.
Yeah,
and, well,
literally
even in California.
We're being smoked.
Yeah,
let's get into that.
Yeah, matter of fact, Stuart, I don't know if you've seen the latest. After we had talked, I saw a report that says they're monitoring the temperatures around California and some of these areas, and they say there's some areas sometimes for no reason, there's a 14 to 15 to 16 degree rise suddenly in the atmosphere over California.
Yeah, let's get into that a little bit. See if I can find what I've got on it. Here's what the people out there, and some of them are witnesses. Extreme temperatures in the fires. In other words, a normal house fire, they claim, gets to about 900 degrees. But these fires are melting steel, rock, ceramics, and glass, which requires almost 3,000 degrees. There are no storms around. Then all of a sudden they get these high winds. They see blue flashes in the sky or blue lightning. And the fires ignite almost instantly and they burn everything to a fine ash. Firefighters, I'm making some notes here, say they've never seen anything like it. And here's what one guy discovered. The burn areas that are marked where they've burned already mark exactly where Agenda 21 and 30 had already said they need to remove those houses for other projects.
Huh.
Now, if you do some research on this, what they're seeing, what they're watching, and what's happening fit the description of laser weapons or particle beam-type weapons. Now, you remember that Donald Trump said fire and fury, right?
Yeah.
Were you talking about Kim?
Yeah.
That's what they're watching out there, fire and fury. There was a lady sitting on a porch, she said, as a witness. She said it was perfectly calm, and then all of a sudden they had like 70, 80-mile-an-hour winds. Well, that is indicative of these particle beam type weapons and how they operate. And they warm the ground before they hit. So I'm wondering if this could be tied to not only they're using it for Agenda 21 and 30 to rewild, and people don't believe that. I got the maps. I got a movie out. I put a documentary out called Unfriendly Fire. It was about the United Nations Agenda 21 and how they intend to totally rewild the entire United States and force people into cities. They're doing it a little bit at a time. Do you remember William Cohen when he was Secretary of Defense? He said they have the technology to make and steer hurricanes, cause severe earthquakes, volcanic eruptions. So it makes you wonder if this isn't Illuminati controlled and they're fine-tuning everything. If you look at the pictures, they don't make any sense at all. You can have an entire house totally flattened, nothing is left, and yet a tree next to it, its leaves are still green. Or you can have a house next to a house, and the house next to it is standing. The tiles on the roof aren't burned. There's no burn marks on the walls. this has got to be some sort of a weapon that they're using. And I was trying to figure out what, and I'd like your opinion on this. What would be the reason they'd be doing this to California? Because California is really ultimately far left. However, they are in a bid to secede from the Union.
Yeah.
Would this be punishment?
I don't have a clue, but one thing I do know, Stuart, when I was in law enforcement, I saw a lot of barn and home fires and factory fires. I've seen a lot of hot fires. And everywhere mm-hmm. somebody was inside there, they were always, you couldn't recognize them. I mean, they were cooked flesh. But listen, they're saying these fires, that they're having trouble IDing people because there's nothing left but bones. Bones.
Yes.
And do you know, flash fires and forest fires and brush fires don't produce only bones. You're talking almost Sodom and Gomorrah to do something like that.
Yeah. And obviously the Lord is allowing it, and I don't know how many times California has given the finger to the Lord, and I've often wondered, well, when's he going to break it off and send it into the ocean? But maybe there's more to do here and more going on than we realize. And I'm wondering, you remember Michio Kaku on, I think it was Fox News or CNN, and they actually had to correct him. The lady, he was talking about this huge, huge laser weapon that they have. He let that out, and she corrected him immediately and said, alleged. It's alleged.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, he let the cat out of the bag. They have these weapons. They are in outer space. They are using them on hurricanes. And I'm convinced from the evidence that I'm seeing here, they're also using them out in California. And this is the fire and the fury.
Yeah, I don't think you heard it, but you heard us talk about it, Augusto and myself, on your show. You know, I reminded Augusto how that is, someone he interviewed named Bob Fletcher was an insider, and he knew about the particle beam weapons that are in space, and he was really concerned that they would ever turn it towards the Earth and try to work with it or experiment with it. He was very concerned. His name was Bob Fletcher, and he said, I know about them. I know they're there.
Well, you remember in the movie that Steven Seagal played in called, what was the name of that? Something 2.
Under Siege 2?
Under Siege 2, yes. And they had a laser weapon.
Yeah.
That this guy had given the technology to build it and all that, and they had launched it, and he took it over as a madman. But anyway, one of the things he first did was to aim it at China in a, I don't know if it was an arms factory or what it was, but anyway, took it out with this weapon. Well, you may remember not very long ago, maybe 4, maybe 5 years, that China had a very mysterious fire, and people said that they saw blue lights and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? That was maybe 5, 6 years ago?
Yeah, I remember that because there were rumors on the Internet that that was actually a chemical weapons or a Chinese weapons secret arsenal, and something happened, and that literally was like a volcano when that actually lit up and went off, and it was, they said it foamed, that mountain foamed.
Yeah, well, we have that verse of scripture. He maketh fire to come down out of heaven in the sight of men. That's in Book of Revelation, chapter 13. And I'm beginning to think that we're beginning to, it's right on time, actually, that this may be that they're practicing with it and they're fine-tuning it. And, you know, what's interesting about all this, they tell an area to evacuate when there's no fire.
Yeah.
Yep. And then when they come back, all their houses are burned up. So maybe the rich men are being polite by getting, you know, telling them to vacate first before we're going to burn you down. But it just makes you wonder exactly. And getting back to Vegas, George Soros, by the way, made $73 million from that massacre. And the guy that runs that MGM sold 80% of his stock just before that event took place.
Well, they
so,
knew.
Folks, yeah, you're being played, folks. These people have technology now, and they're going to bring it out into the open. And I think that's what we're kind of watching out there in California. Too many people are now reporting what they're actually seeing and relating it back. In fact, they're even digging up stuff and reports from science about how these particle beam weapons work, about what the telltale signs are, et cetera, et cetera, and it matches. So they're getting ready to do this in front of humanity. And as Jesus Christ said, who can make war with the beast? In other words, their technology and the arrival of the fallen angels, and the technology that they've been developing along with humankind, you know, your 12-gauge shotgun isn't going to do you much good when this thing finally comes down, because their weapons are going to be so powerful that if you stay in the system, you're done. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? They're moving lightning fast at right about the same time needed for the timelines.
No. Yeah, and we've got so much confusion. Here's the Drudge Report. Let me just read these off real quick. Headlines for today. Stocks hit new records. Consumer sentiment hit 13-year high under Trump. Republican Civil War spreads. And then a post says McCain to thwart Trump tax cuts. And then here's the ones. Listen to these. North Korea prepared to launch salvo of missiles at Guam. EMP would kill 90% of Americans. And here's one that's on Drudge. It says, mysterious absence of Kim and the North Korean rocket men. In other words, the people that are in the nuclear or the rocket program under Kim are missing at the moment. They're not in public anymore, which they're very concerned about. Drudge is reporting that may be a sign that they've either gone underground or they're planning something really big. And then Sandeo News actually dovetailed into that with a report today. It says North Korea warns its hand is on the trigger, ready to launch a salvo of missiles at Guam. So there we are.
Now the threat, well, we'll see what Trump does. We also got a very interesting thing, tech and science, gravitational waves. Scientists are set to make a major announcement about groundbreaking observations relating to an astronomical phenomenon that had never been witnessed before. Well, Dr. Paul LaViolette, 20 years ago, wrote a book called Earth Under Fire, talking about gravitational waves and cosmic waves that emanate from the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So all of this is coming out at the right time. We are so close to the 70th week of Daniel. If we're not in it already, I guess nobody knows for sure. Anyway, what's your final word, dear Larry?
Well, people just need to keep watch. Remember what the Bible said when you see all these.
We are seeing a convergence like we have never, ever seen before. And I think maybe that's what that star sign was really all about. It was a warning sign, bridge out just ahead. And hopefully humanity or those who are watching will be screaming bloody murder the next warning sign if there is another warning sign. We may be at the end of all of this very soon. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And hopefully we will see you again next week, the Lord willing. And we hope he is.
Good night.